Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's a beautiful day.
It is. It's a beautiful day, beautiful time of year.
It is a beautiful time of year. Fall is a good thing.
Yes. Change in temperature, the fall flavor palettes, festivals, state fair. It's the best.
And I've been hearing about the fair, even though it's been open just a few days. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing about the food. Did you know that Fletcher's Corn Dogs will sell 500,000 corn dogs this season?
Yeah, it seems shocking, but knowing how good they are, I can believe it. But boy, that's
a lot. And you know, I figured that out. That's over $5 million.
Oh, my word. You actually did the math.
I did the math. I go, I wonder how much they're going to make.
Wow.
And when I looked at it, I said, $5 million and counting.
And that's just during the fair itself, not anything else. Just during
that's
the
right.
fair.
That's not at the stores where their products are. Nothing.
Mm-mm. Wow. That's huge. It's almost like Black Friday for them, I would imagine.
I think it is. They wait all year and go, ha, 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 here we go.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, gosh, but I can see it. I mean, the best is the best. And you know, you can get stuff at the store, but it's just for some reason it tastes different at the fair, and I don't know why.
It does. And Fletcher's corn dogs are different than the regular corn dogs.
Yes.
They're so much better. It's all the difference in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, golly. I mean, just you go to the fair and you take in the atmosphere and you eat the food, and it's just it's something that you don't forget. And when it's all over with, you're exhausted and full, but
happy.
Can't wait to do
very,
it again
very
next year.
Very happy.
Yeah.
As I said, I've already been hearing about the food. It's wonderful. The rides are wonderful. And another thing, if anybody has old coupons, they're honoring them this year.
That's awesome.
It's just awesome. Not only did they send out a lot of discount tickets, but they're honoring all these old tickets you've still got from 5 years ago. Doesn't matter. They're honoring them.
Jeez.
So that makes that cost go way down.
It does. And I know usually, yeah, because if most people are like us, we'll throw like, you know, old things like that in a drawer, and it's still there. And we just got to, you know, go through the drawer and pick them out. But, you know, there's a place where we put all those old things and just kind of forget about them. It's worth going back and finding them now.
That's right. And since we're talking about foods, let me tell you about a place in Fort Worth.
Huh.
There's a place, a barbecue place called Goldie's. Four guys started it 5 years ago. And I read about it the other day. It just sounded so good. And they just won all these awards in New York City.
Really?
I mean, in New York City, these old boys from Texas. And I read about it. And I said, well, you know, I might run out there and pick up some barbecue. And it says the wait is 4 to 5 hours.
No. Are you serious?
4 to 5 hours. And they're only open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh.
And it takes 4 or 5 hours. The line starts at 8 o'clock.
No.
8 o'clock in the morning. They do not open till 11, but you have to get in line.
Wow.
When I read all this, I was flabbergasted.
Yeah.
I am in shock. The little old place in Fort Worth, Texas, is doing this kind of business. And then I thought to myself, I said, Self, how many barbecue restaurants are there in Texas?
Oh boy!
How many do you think there is?
I it's a lot. I don't even know
There's
the number.
There's over 4,000 restaurants in Texas.
No, are you serious?
4,000 barbecue places.
Wow!
Some of them holes in the wall, and they sell out.
Wow!
I knew we loved barbecue. I guess I just didn't know how much.
4,000. Golly!
Yes. 4,000 places in Texas.
Why? And what this place? This is Goldie's.
It's called Goldie's, and there's a 4 to 5 hour wait.
I believe.
And when it sells out, it's gone.
Jeez, and they're only open Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's right.
Well,
3 days a week, folks.
Oh, my God. They may have to start expanding their hours. That's just, I mean, gosh, when you have to show up for to get lunch on Wednesday, sometime on Sunday.
I mean, that's how bad it is. And these four boys are friends, and they started this place 5 years ago.
Really?
And they only opened Friday morning, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow.
And they only make a certain amount. When sold out, they close down for the day.
Oh, my gosh. So you really do. You need to get there early.
You need to get there early or have someone pay someone to stand in line for you.
Wow. I'm shocked.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I read all about them, and it said, you better get in line at 8 o'clock.
Wow. Have you sent anybody out to get in line yet?
No, I haven't. I can't find anyone gullible. I'm looking for some gullible person that'll go stand in line. I want to see how good this barbecue really is.
Wow. And they've been open for 5 years like this.
5 years, and they just won all these awards in New York City. And these old boys went to New York to pick up the awards.
Wow. How cool.
I mean, it's got to be a cool, cool place.
Man.
And, you know, Michelin is fixing to award the Michelin star to a lot of restaurants in Texas. Several are in the running.
Really?
Now, a lot of people might not know how important that is. If you get the Michelin star, you know. Everybody in the world will come there.
Oh, yeah.
Because it says you're the best of the best.
Mm-hmm. That's a big...
And I think there's four or five restaurants in Texas that are in the running.
And they don't hand those things out easily either. You really have to earn those, right?
You have to earn them. They go and they check your restaurant more than once. Look for taste, for decor, everything about your restaurant. And if it passes all the tests, it can actually get on the Michelin list. If it doesn't, they just go on. Mm. They don't tell you sayonara.
Wow.
But in New York City, Los Angeles, all over the country, there is Michelin restaurants. But this is the first time we've got this many in Texas up for the awards.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool. And they're going to be announced, I think, next week.
Really? Oh, wow. I can't wait to hear the results.
Yeah, they've already went to the different restaurants, and we'll see if they recommend them.
Yeah. Boy, I hope so. I mean, that would be just awesome. It's about time.
It really
time.
Would. That's right. Texas should have some of the very best of the best. You know, they've got these chefs, I know, in Dallas and Fort Worth that are famous. You know, that have been there for years. Everybody swears by them. Some of them, they own the restaurant. And the one that I'm thinking will get it in Fort Worth is in the hotel downtown because everybody's really been raving and raving about it. Some of these new restaurants in Dallas, to eat a meal, it's about $279. Can you imagine? $279, folks.
It must be good.
It must be good, or else they're shanghaiing everybody. If they can make you think it's worth that much and you'll pay it, they'll stay in business.
Yeah.
But they may be fly by the night. Who knows? But there is four new restaurants in Dallas, and they were rating them this week and telling what it cost to go in there.
Oh, my word.
I mean, each thing was a la carte, and it was expensive.
Wow. But, boy, I bet it's good.
I'll bet it is, too. But I don't think I will try it just for the fun of it.
That may be one of those things that you just kind of, like, take other people's word for it and...
I think I'll take everybody's word for it. I can't see $279, maybe for three people.
Yeah,
but not for one.
That's a little bit. That's a little bit much. Probably not
that's
one of those.
That's a little pricey for me.
You don't go there every day, I'm sure.
No. Not. I don't think that would even be a birthday deal.
No. No, that's not even a one-time thing.
No.
I can't believe it, but they get it. Apparently so. So
well, they're open,
yeah.
And they haven't been open very long. That'll be the test. If in 6 months they close down, they'll say Texans just wouldn't pay that much, or they'll be saying people are standing at the door.
Yeah. It'd be like like Goldie's, where you go get in line and wait for hours and hours, 3 days a week. Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah, I mean,
is Goldie's expensive, or is it just like how's it priced?
It's not even a fancy place.
Really?
No, it's not even fancy.
Wow.
It's just an old restaurant. I mean,
wow.
It is not fancy. It's not an expensive, fancy restaurant. It's just an old barbecue place.
Well, it must be good. Boy, we've already got the best barbecue anyway, but boy, that must be like some kind of magic food or something. I really want to try it. I'm just curious.
Well,
now.
I mean, four guys started it. Now, they had some ideas and they had some cooking skills, obviously, and so they started it and they have never looked back.
Wow. I'm surprised that people stand outside for 4 and 5 hours, and they've been doing this for so many years, and they haven't expanded their hours.
They're not going to expand. They're just going to cook what they cook. When it's gone, they close up for the day.
And that's it.
I mean,
take it to the house.
Take wow. it to the house. And so it must be very profitable.
Yeah, it must be.
That few hours they're open, there's no telling how much barbecue they can sell in that length of time.
Yeah. And it might be one of those things that if you're lucky to actually get in, it may be that you just order, like, I don't know, maybe order food by the pound and take it home so that you don't have to go stand in line every time you want something good.
I would order 5 or 10 pounds and put it in the deep freezer or something.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and I wonder if they take orders that you can just pick up.
Oh.
See, that would be the way to do it. You would call your order in and just pick it up.
Yeah.
But if there's that big a line, I don't know if you could get up there to get the order.
I don't even know. I don't know how it works. Maybe I don't know. But, boy, I want to try it now because clearly I'm missing on something. I mean, that's...
Yeah, we're both missing out on something. I'll have to send a runner over or something.
Yeah, do.
Somebody gullible.
And take pictures and taste it and eat it and tell us how it is because...
And tell us how good it is.
I mean, to stand in line for... I can't think of anything I would stand in line for 4 and 5 hours for.
I've done it at a concert a couple of times, but I don't want to ever do it again. No. It wasn't fun.
Wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com. I had an old boy this week that said he went and looked at our website and he loved the pictures, but he wanted to improve it.
Oh.
And there's always somebody... won't improve whatever we do. It doesn't matter what it is in life.
Of course.
They think they can do a better job.
what did he want to improve, did he say?
He just said that he was available and that he would like to redo my website. Yeah, he's available. He would like to. He said he liked the pictures.
Now. Oh,
the pictures were good. That he wanted to redo my website. Didn't say why.
They never do.
Other than he wanted to make some money.
Well, yeah, that's how they get you.
And I didn't want to tell him we just redid it and we liked it just fine.
Yeah, it's working just well.
I just ignored him. I thought that's embarrassing that he would say, "Well, I would like to redo your website."
Yeah.
Oh, well, my gosh.
All right. Well, good luck to him. So what are some of the highlights from this week? What's been going
okay,
on?
Okay, let me tell you the big highlight. We won the Blackerby policy.
Ooh.
This is a policy we worked on for 3 weeks. We finally won it. We're going to be sending out invitations in probably middle of next week. It has low premium. Premiums are 1.164.
No, really?
Yes. And the face amount's $2,776,000.
Wow. That's
the profit
fantastic.
To the clients is 43%.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, 43%.
Oh, wow.
Low premium. The guy's got renal cell cancer. and it has spread to his brain. So this, you know, is going to be a great policy. They've given him 25 months. I don't know if he can go the distance since it's already, you know, metastasized to the brain. It'll be touch and go, I think.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, now this is one of the ones that you were talking about, what, a week or two ago?
That I was, and we were trying and trying to get it, and we did not know if we could pull it off. But we finally managed to. And the guy's young. He's 56 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah. Wow. So the clients are going to make $838,000.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, folks.
Yeah, it is. Wow.
43%, low premium. We've escrowed for 37 months.
Mm.
And it's only a 25-month policy. So everything about it is great. It's good. It has metastasized to the brain, which is going to shorten his life a lot.
And invites go out next week, you said?
Invites will go out probably middle of the week.
Okay.
And we'll try to get everybody in it. We had another maturity that reached the bank. It was $250,000. Had four people in it.
Wow. Quarter million.
$250,000. So that's in the bank. And we already had the $4 million and that $1 million policy. They're already in the bank. So everybody's flush with cash, and we want to see them get in a bunch of policies. I've had several calls. Do you have a policy? I had one policy that everybody was turning down due to the premium. So we're going to see about getting that converted to whole life and if that'll reduce that premium way, way down.
Mm.
So we'll get back to that this next week. But middle of the week, we'll start calling people, texting them, send them an email about this new policy.
I'm guessing that'll go fast.
I think it will, too. 43% is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, yeah. With profit like that and low premiums, golly, those are the kind of swing for the fence policies that you're always looking for. And man, when they come in, boy, you take advantage of those in a hurry.
That's right, because you never know when we'll have one this good again. This is like that one we did, you know, earlier in the year that had the big profit in it, and this one has that large profit. And of course, you know, we've that $4 million one that just came due, and we put it in the bank. That was a good profit. So all of these that have come due lately, you know, had great profit. Money's in the bank, ready to go. So I want everybody to know that it's ready and that we'll get to them this next week.
Wow. That's fantastic. That is really, really good.
Then we'll be doing some little policies also. You know, we always get the little ones are easy to get. But what is really funny, we bid one the other day. We had been awarded this policy, and the wife wouldn't sign off on it.
Really?
She said, I think he's going to die real quick, and I don't want to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
And the guy wanted to do it. He needed the money, but the wife didn't care that he needed the money.
Wow. That's...
And every once in a while, families do not agree. And we've had two or three this year. That the people didn't go ahead and take our offer, and now they're back. I've got two that are back now wanting us to buy their policies. It wasn't good enough in April or May, but now they need the money bad enough they've come back.
Wow.
To see if they can get us to do it.
I know that you've talked about people playing games like that before, but, boy, it's...
Yeah, it's happening right now, two or three of them. And I knew they'd come back. You know, when they turn us down and we've worked hard for 2 weeks or 3 weeks to get this done for them, to make an agreement with them, then they turn it down. I don't like to even go ahead and bid on that second time.
Yeah.
I'd rather just tell them to go home.
Yeah. Sometimes you just walk away. It's like, no, if you're going to play games, then we can't.
Yeah, I mean, it's not worth it. We devoted a lot of time to it, spent money trying to get it, and then they pull a stunt like that.
Yeah. Wow. That's just, I know that's been a nightmare scenario before, and boy, this is exactly what you were talking about, so.
Yeah. Hmm. And another thing I need to apologize about, we had a contract out, a large one, I thought we had all the contracts over to the people. We didn't, because our computer wasn't lining up somehow and kicking them out. And we were doing them by hand.
Oh.
I didn't realize we were doing them by hand. That takes forever.
Oh, wow.
But I think we've got it back online. Hopefully we can get those contracts out. Because your money's invested. There's nothing to worry about. You just don't have your copy. So we're going to get those out as quickly as possible.
Well, technology is great until it fails.
When it works, it's great. But when it doesn't work, it isn't worth a hoot.
Yeah. Boy, that'll throw a kink in your whole week for sure.
It really will, because, you know, this new computer system that we bought is supposed to populate all those contracts and just one right after another do them. And something was taking us 2 weeks. It's supposed to take a day. And I didn't realize all those contracts weren't out. And when I found out, I was very upset.
And you had to do them by hand.
Yeah, and I said, this is ridiculous.
Wow.
I said, whatever it takes, get it fixed.
Yeah.
And, you know, get us back online, because it takes way too long to do it by hand.
Yeah. Gosh.
And we've done it for years by hand, but we bought this new system, as you know, a year ago. That's supposed to eliminate all that and get everything done quickly.
Yeah, and when you get when you're used to doing things like the old-fashioned way, and then you all of a sudden have this new technology, and then you have to it goes down because technology does that, and then you have to go back and do it the old way. It's like, we used to do this in our sleep. How do we do this? So
well, and you know, a lot of time we can do DocuSign, which is quick, but we've got a lot of people don't want to do DocuSign. They're old-fashioned. They want the contract sent to them in mail, and they want to hand-sign it. They don't want to do DocuSign.
Really?
And DocuSign is quick and easy.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have this done for them, in 5 minutes, and it takes 3 days or four the other way.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like the old Pony Express is what it feels like now when you have to do that, so... I mean,
that's right.
We get used to our modern
conveniences. We've just gotten used to DocuSign and doing everything online to save all this time for them. And then some of them say, no, I want it sent to the house, and I want to sign it that way. Well, we've got to do it then.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there's I've been through those situations where I was just like, you know, I would rather, you know, touch it and feel it and see it and be able to hold it.
Now you sound like these clients.
I know. I've been there. I know what they're going through. I mean, modern conveniences are great, but boy, there's just something about, you know, having a piece of paper in front of you that I don't know. I see where they're coming from, but you know.
Well, and you know, we don't mind whichever way they want to do it. We're going to do it.
Yeah, it just makes it a little slower.
Yeah, and they've been our clients a long time. And used to, it took so long to get them to answer their emails. So I did a shortcut. I started sending them a text. They will answer a text when they won't answer an email.
Really?
That's right. We found that out. Because it was taking a long time to get an answer on things. So I said, start texting them. Once we start texting them, they answer their text, but they don't check their emails. They don't check them.
Now,
like we, you and I, being in business, we check emails, what, every 10 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it seems like it. I mean, we're on it all the time during the day. And they're not. They don't understand that. They've got other things to do.
Yeah,
they're busy.
Outliving their life.
That's right. They're outliving their life, enjoying life, or working.
Oh, yeah.
And so they don't even think to look at an email.
Yeah.
And they don't get a lot of emails, by the way.
Yeah. Golly, I would be, you know, I've got like, I don't know, 4 or 5 different email addresses. And so I'll go through them. And some of them I have probably hundreds of folders because I put everything in a folder because I'm super organized. And then there's like one email that I have like 5 folders. It's like, wow. Why can't they all be like this? You know?
Five folders. Wow.
It gets a little bit complicated sometimes. We need to simplify things.
That would be nice. The next person that simplifies it, I'm going to be all for them.
Oh, yeah.
They get it down to where, you know, it's a lot easier now.
Yeah.
But, you know, everything's in the cloud, you know, instead of, you know, being physical anymore. Everything we have is in the cloud.
Yeah.
So that doesn't take up the space that does physically.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I remember those days where I would have, you know, like a file cabinet and every piece of paper and every bill and every receipt and every, you know, everything would have its folder and it would go in the file cabinet. And then when it gets full, then you had to get more folders and you had to get a second
cabinet. And more file cabinets.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of file cabinets. But now they're not as full as they used to be since we put it in the cloud.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have the physical, but we do keep, a lot of times we'll keep an extra copy.
Yeah.
Just in case something goes wrong.
Gosh, I'm always worried that something's going to go wrong, and I'll keep like several copies. I'll have one in the cloud, and then I'll have an external like file folder drive thing that you can plug in, and I'll take a backup on that, and then I'll email myself a backup, and I'll email it to another email in case that email goes down. Oh my gosh!
Oh well, we don't do that. I mean, a couple of copies is about all I can stand.
Yeah, it gets a little bit overwhelming sometimes. So, all right. Well, then that great sounds like a really big week in the world of life settlements. What about annuities? I know that you had mentioned that the bonuses were starting to go away.
We think they're going to start to go away. And now then, this is for the client that came in this week. He had put $100,000 in last year. It just now came due. He got his statement. And he made almost 9%, just a little bit under 9%.
Wow.
And he didn't think that was enough.
Oh.
Now, folks, I'm scratching my head here. I can't figure this out. Just a little bit under 9%. And he said he needed to talk to me to see if he couldn't make more money.
Oh, wow.
that's the best of the best.
Yeah.
Almost 9%.
Yeah, I'd be thrilled with 9%.
I mean, most people, if they can make 5 or 6, are happy.
Yeah.
You know, but almost 9, and he didn't think it was quite enough.
Huh.
And so he wants to talk to me to see if he can't make more.
Well.
And so I'm just, you know, and besides that, he got a 12% bonus.
Oh, my gosh.
So he got the bonus of 12. That's 12,000. Then he got 8,900 something in profit.
Wow. Well,
and I think that's a darn good year.
Yeah, I'd be more than thrilled with that. But
yeah, he thought it wasn't quite enough.
Huh. All right.
And I'm going, what? Yeah, Claudia said he wanted to talk to me about making more money, and I'm going, there's nothing I can do. That's as good as it gets, folks.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. So I don't know. Is he going to continue or switch over to?
Well, yeah. I mean, he probably wants me to change it around.
Yeah, interesting.
But it's doing good if we just leave it alone.
Yeah, yeah. No change is necessary. It sounds
no change is necessary. I mean, just leave it like it is. And it should make that much next year again.
Yeah. Well, of course, now we all want to make more money. That's for sure.
Well, that's true. But if you're riding in the middle right there, middle ground, it's doing good, just leave it alone.
Yeah, yeah. Especially with what might be coming up ahead in the next 4 to 6 weeks or 8 weeks or so, you know, with the things
that's right.
That
we don't
say.
Know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But everybody better go to the polls. They better vote their conscience.
Yeah.
And they better look at what the cost of items were several years ago, what they are now, what they're going to be the next year. You know, freedom is important.
Yeah.
And if you want to have much freedom, you better vote right. I can tell you that.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure. There's a lot at stake, and so people are saying
a lot at stake. I think. People that want to put us all in a government insurance plan, that would be my first reaction to run for the hills.
Yeah.
You know, I believe in free market. I believe in us making choices. I don't want the government making choices for me.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and people are saying, you know, that that things could get a little bit rough in the next several weeks, regardless of how things go. And so this might be the time to start thinking about, if they haven't already, start thinking about maybe getting some kind of more conservative types of investments. Is that—
I think it would be a great time. I read in the paper, you know, every day on the internet about all this stuff. And, you know, I'm conservative. And I think a conservative investment right now is called for.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to scare anybody, but I'm scared. I'm scared of what's going to happen in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
So, but it's up to each individual. If you can stand a loss, a large loss, stay where you are. If you feel like you need to be more conservative, come over to us. And, you know, it's up to you. We're not going to tell you to do anything. We're just going to give you the facts, let you make your own decision, and we hope it's the right one.
Yeah.
But I do know this, that both of our investments are conservative. They're in life insurance policies. The risk is way down because insurance companies always pay full amounts. They're not in the stock market. They're not playing mutual funds or REITs or wild investments. There's no crypto involved, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of those people are making money, and a lot of them have lost their shirts, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so do something that we all understand. I mean, everybody can understand a life settlement. You know, we're buying a life insurance policy from somebody that has cancer. That's just smart. When it comes due, we get paid 100%. The bank handles it, puts it in your account. Nobody ever touches your money at our company. The company never touches your money. It goes to the account at Nevada Trust. Any of our clients can tell you the money's always there. And even to take it out, they have to verify it and call you. Even if you send them a note, they're not going to do it. They're going to turn around and call you at home.
Yeah, and that's
so
different.
We have it is. And, you know, the annuities, same way. It's with a life insurance company. We don't have the exposure with a life insurance company that other people do. And people call me all the time. Well, I've decided to get out of the stock market. It might be a good time because we've got stock market results without the risk. It mirrors the stock market, but it's not in the stock market. That's why you don't have a downturn. That's why if the market goes down, we don't feel it.
Yeah.
It stops right there. It's got a stop loss. So we get the ups, but not the downs.
You get the excitement of the thrill of, you know, if things go up, you go up, but you don't have the agony of, you know, defeat, so to speak. If something goes down in the stock market, you don't. You have that thing there, that safety net that'll prevent it. So and you always say
that's
things
right.
Like protect the principal. And that's exactly what
this
does.
Your principal's always protected. It's tax deferred until you take it out. It's compound interest. It's with a life insurance company. It's been in business 105 years.
Wow. Wow, that's
a long
time.
I it's a long time. They have $60 billion in assets.
Good Lord.
And they're not making loans on real estate. They're not making loans to people in town. So they don't have the exposure banks have. And they're audited by national and state every year. And the State Board of Insurance is over every life insurance company in America. Every one of them has a state board that looks over it. They audit them. They check them every year. I think of all the things you can have, a life insurance company is the safest because they're checked so often.
Yeah. Yeah, all the guidelines that are in place, they're there for people's protection and safety. You know, you see so many different things that are unregulated, like you were talking about earlier with crypto. It's like there's not really a whole lot of, it's just kind of like, is this weird thing that most people don't really understand what even it is? It's currency that you can't see, you can't touch, you can't spend it on anything or something like that. And then it's just, there's not a lot of, it could just, it's kind of like clouds. Or like smoke. It could be there one minute and not the next. And with life settlements and annuities, they're regulated for a reason. You have a proven history that goes back many, 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 many years with, you know, how much people are protected. And that's really, you know, like even in the stock market, the brokers can kind of do whatever they want to. So that's not the case with either of these situations. So it's really the best of the best.
I think it is, too. And, as for me, I want to be conservative. I do not want to lose what I have.
Yeah.
And most people should think that way. You know, it took you a long time to get to where you are. Don't lose it in a flash.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, I mean, you know, we start thinking about, you know, things like back in like 2008 and how quickly that that all fell apart. And some people, it took many, many years to recover from that. And so, you know,
it took them a long time.
Yeah.
And our people didn't lose a dime during that time. In fact, they did good because the life insurance policies we bought paid off. People got paid. It went in their accounts. They turned it over again and again. And even on the cash that they have in their accounts, the overnight funds pays them 4.5%.
Wow.
That's just on their checking accounts with us.
That's pretty good.
And I don't know if you would call it a checking account. It's really an investment account. But the money is always there. They know where their money is. They can pull it up at any time. Or they can have me pull it up, or somebody at the office. If we have two or three people that have such large accounts, they have a hard time keeping up. And I've told several of them this week, let us just pull it up on the internet. Let us pull it up and have Nevada Trust help us with it. We can do it in 3 or 4 minutes where you're going to spend half a day trying to do it by hand.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you brought up something a couple minutes ago that's worth noting. You know, you were saying that you've been through things like this before. And it really it is true for annuities or life settlements. You know, you've been doing this for so long. You've seen just about every, you know, situation that could possibly present itself, from, you know, market crashes to weird elections to, you know, global war and conflicts overseas to, you know, weird weather things that make people, you know, spend strange. COVID was a weird time for investments. And through any of these situations, both life settlements and annuities held. And not only did they hold and people didn't lose, you know, tons and tons of money, but they were like literally thriving. And so you don't see that in things like, you know, the stock market or real estate or stuff like that. So you've seen so many situations, and the proven track record is that both of these hold. And so, you know, that kind of speaks for itself, I would say.
Well, that's right. And whatever their account was worth when the pandemic started in 2008, it was still worth the same amount when it was over.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't go down, didn't lose anything. We didn't have to recoup the losses. Like a lot of people did. And a lot of people, it took them years. And a lot of people just flat out lost money right then and there. And they came over to us and gave us the money after they'd lost $50,000.
Jeez.
And that's a hard deal to take.
Yeah.
And then we had people that bought gold back then, and they bought the coins. Then they found out that when they tried to sell them, there was all these fees, so they didn't get all their money back. It looked good on the surface, but always remember, those gold coins, ask them, what does it cost to buy them? What does it cost to sell them? Where that you know what your situation is. And then whatever you want to do is fine. But I have people that think, well, because it went up after they bought it, that sounds good. But then what does it cost to sell it?
Yeah.
What are they going to take out of it? And I've had some people had some bad experiences because they thought that it would just trade right, you know, high, and that they weren't going to be out anything. They were going to get all this profit. It didn't work out that way.
Boy, did they get a surprise. Wow.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with a gold investment. But don't buy so much of it that when you start to sell it, you don't get all your money back. A few of them is fine. But I wouldn't want to put a great large amount of money in it. And it go down, and then they charge you on top of that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you stick to what you know, and you stick with what you know works. And you've been through so many different, economic situations, and it's held every single time. And so it's just like, you know, it may not be exciting. It may not be thrilling. It may not be, you know, like being at the dog track or you know, playing the slots in Vegas. It may not have that thrill, but it's consistent. It's conservative. And that's really, in the end, that's really what matters. When you look down at the ledger or the bank balance or whatever, did you make money? And so, you know, I guess at the end of the day, all that matters is making sure you protect your principal. You take as few risks as possible. Don't risk everything that you have. And if you can still make money and when everybody else is in a downturn, it's a win-win for everybody. And I think you've seen all those situations.
That's right. And then always make sure that you have the right beneficiaries on each and every item.
Hmm.
Because we've had people call us, well, I'm supposed to get this. Well, no, you're not the one on it, I hate to tell you. You're not the beneficiary on this account. And this last year we had several clients that needed to do a trust. They had enough money that they really didn't need one. They did a trust. We have a lot of people that for one reason or another, there's one child that they don't want on everything. They don't want them in charge. So whether it's your account at Nevada Trust, whether it's your annuity account or your life insurance, make sure you have the right people. If you need to make a change, do it before they say you're incompetent. They only say that if they want your money.
Yeah. It's like that's
excuse. If they want the money, you suddenly become incompetent.
Yeah.
Make sure your house is in order. Make sure everything's done that you want done. I've heard a lot of people, and I have a client right now that's very ill. He's been a client of mine a long time. I'll tell you more about him later. But, he's been a client a long time. On Saturdays, when he's traveling, he would always listen to the show and then maybe call me during the week and we'd discuss it. Then I'd find out where he'd been traveling, what historical towns he'd been to. He always went and did all the historical things, and then he would tell us about it.
Neat.
And he spent the summers in New Mexico, high up in the mountains, that nice cool air.
Wow, nice.
He and I were going to do some things that we had not done, and we'd made a lot of changes. We'd done some annuities in addition to his life settlements. He was getting ready if something did happen, and something has happened, and we were supposed to change some more money over to the annuity. And he's unable to do it now.
Oh,
he's very ill. So the last thing he wanted done, we were unable to do it.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I am too. And he won't be with us much longer.
Oh, no.
And old client.
Mm.
And he would walk in the office. He had his shorts on, always had his tennis shoes on, and was ready to travel.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and he's been to every state. There's not any doubt about it.
You know, and it's one thing when something, you know, happens to a client, but you're actual friends with many of your clients. And so that kind of changes the dynamic a little bit is that, you know.
That's right. It makes it harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot harder. And a lot of, you know, I talk to them a lot. I talk to them often. I know about their families. I know a lot about them. And then it really hits home when you realize you're going to lose one of them that's been with you a long time and that you've had many conversations, done a lot of things, and it was such a nice person, and won't be with us long.
Wow. I'm so sorry to hear that.
And you never think about it, you know. Life is short.
Yeah, yeah. So take advantage of our time that we have. So
that's right. Take advantage of it. Accomplish all the things you intended to do. And don't wait and say, I intended to, but I never got around to it.
Yeah, yeah. Procrastination is sometimes our biggest enemy. So
it is. And if there's that special trip you were going to take, get it done.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and do it. It just goes to show that, you know, our time is limited anyway. So, you know, do the things that matter. Just spread some goodness. Be kind to people and spread joy wherever you can. So
that's exactly right.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website's AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday around this time, we take a break and get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
It's the Texas Renaissance Festival.
Oh, yes, another
festival. The biggest in the state.
Yes.
It's at Todd Mission, Texas. You know, it started back in 1974.
Really?
Yeah. It was just on a few acres. It now sits on 55 acres of land, and there's 200 acres for camping and people to spend the night.
Wow.
Did you know there's now 500,000 people a year that go to this?
Are you serious? Really?
Yeah. And it's 8 weekends, October and November.
Wow.
And David and George Cullum founded it back in 1974. It was an abandoned strip mining site.
Really?
Yeah. And they started it back then. There'll be 400 vendors there. There'll be 21 stages there.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
There'll be 500 costumed actors on 25 stages. Can you imagine this?
Man.
That's how big it is.
Wow.
There'll be 350 shops, international food, artisans, merchants, crafts, performers will be walking all the way around. It's just, you know, all these weekends are so full. People need to go. You know, one of my favorite deals is the jousting.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's just, you know, they'll have Roman themed. They'll have pirates. They'll have a German Oktoberfest,
wow.
1001 Dreams, all these fantasies, lavish costumes, wizards, fairies, elves, scavenger hunts. They'll have a medieval barbarian costume deal. They'll have the battle cry contest, the Scottish deal. The Celtics will be a Christmas deal.
Wow.
And the 25 stages, folks.
I can't believe it. It's just, you know, you start talking about all the different things, and it's like it really kind of puts it in perspective. And where it came from, like, in 1974 to where it is now, it's just, this thing is just, like, blown up, bigger than what they could have ever imagined, I would assume.
I just can't imagine, but they'll have music, dance groups, harps, fiddles, bagpipes, accordions. They'll be demonstrating things. I know there was a guy that makes knives that are just out of this world. There'll be glass blowing. There'll be armor, candle making, coin minting, all kinds of medieval trades.
Wow.
From a long, long time ago that people can actually watch.
Well, anything ye old that you can imagine is going to be here. So it's like, this is, I've always said Renfest is the best. And this is like one of those things that's like, you have to do it every year. If you haven't, you have
yeah.
to. You have to start.
They'll have the birds of prey. They'll have hawks, owls, vultures, eagles. They'll have a fire whip show.
Wow.
Pride of Bedlam and the School of Swords. Oh, my gosh.
Cool. Neat.
I mean, it's just, when it's medieval, you know, it's, everything is handmade. Everything is to show you how they did it a long time ago. You can watch a lot of this stuff being built. The dances, the fairies. I mean, the costumes are magnificent.
Yeah. Yeah.
This many costumes. Can you imagine?
Gosh, I just, you, it's just, you know, you think about it, and it's like, okay, you right now we go to the store and we buy something, or we don't even go to the store. We order something online and it gets delivered.
We order
delivered.
It off of Amazon.
Yeah. We don't think about what, you know, the things that we have now that we have in a matter of seconds used to take, you know, hours, days, weeks, months to make them and to see the creation of how these things used to have to be done is just it's really kind of fascinating to see how far that people have actually come with innovation. It's shocking.
Yeah, because nobody knows how to do anything by hand anymore.
Oh God, no.
Nobody knows how to just make something. You know,
no.
Everything is made by a big factory now.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't even last till you get home.
No, no. Quality is not a thing. Things are not built to last anymore. I mean, if something breaks, you don't have a fix it guy. You just throw it away, and get a new one.
That's right. You just throw it away and keep going. You know.
Yeah.
The other day. I bought something at Walmart, had it shipped, and two of the pieces weren't even there.
Oh, geez. Really?
Yeah, you couldn't even put it together. That's the new way. You know, half the time they don't have quality control. They don't check in case you might need all the pieces.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, it used to be where I'd always have a couple pieces left over and go, surely those go somewhere. Now it's like you don't have enough pieces.
You don't even have enough to complete the job. Oh, my gosh.
How things have changed.
Lord.
Wow. But, yeah, you have all these excitement and all these things going on at Renfest. And then you've got, you know, like you were mentioning, the food. It always comes down to the food for these things. Even though there's so many other...
Can you imagine all the food from long ago that they've done? And I love the costumes. I think they're fabulous. And the stages with all the performers. I mean, this many performers is just... I just can't imagine this many performers doing this.
And you don't see something like this every day. And so this is, I mean, not even on TV. I don't even think there's an outlet.
500 performers is a fantastic amount.
That's huge.
But there's 25 stages.
I'm shocked. I didn't realize that there were that many stages and that much many performances. It's just.
Only in Texas.
Well, there you go. Exactly.
I mean, it's got to be big and over the top.
Yeah, it's what we do. You know, if it's not the biggest and the best, why bother?
That's right. It didn't come from Texas if it isn't the biggest and the best.
No, that's for sure. Golly, you know, it's like every year, you know, we always talk about, you know, the state fair coming up. But boy, I forgot about, you know, Renaissance Festival. And it's just, it's one of those things that it's a must see every year. It's been a couple of years since
we've been. Everybody should go. And remember, they've got all that camping. You can bring your RV.
Yeah.
And just park it and stay the weekend.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to do anyway.
And it's two full months, you said, right?
Yeah. October and November. Every weekend.
Yeah.
Every weekend.
Yeah. So there's plenty of time to make it there. It's definitely worth it. There are so many things that go on at this time of year. It's like I've almost got to block them out on my calendar and plan ahead and plot out, okay, this weekend is this. This weekend is that. This weekend is something else.
Can you imagine Texas has this many festivals?
It's great.
There's a festival in almost every town. A different kind of festival all over Texas.
I know it.
I'll bet there's no state that has all the entertainment that we have in the fall.
No, not even close. Isn't it fantastic? I mean, gosh.
It is fantastic. It gives you something to do, something fun, something good, clean fun, and to take the family or the grandchildren or whatever you've got available.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You can take everybody. I mean, friends, family.
That's right. This festival would be good for the whole family.
Yeah.
Grandchildren, children, everybody. Pile them in and take them down there.
Yeah. Pile them in and load up the bus.
Load up the bus and go.
Wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is American Financial Midland.com.
And the fact that it's just grown, it's just, it seems like every year, it, you know, back in 1974 when it started, okay, yeah, it was a little bit, you know, it wasn't what it is today. And it just seems like it gets better every year. So.
And it wasn't but 15 acres back then.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, so that's how much it's increased in size.
Yeah, yeah. And so that says something. Just, you know, it gets bigger, more people go, and it just gets better and better and better. So definitely something to do this year. If not this month, then next month. You got plenty of time. So, all right, before we wrap, with life settlements, there are two risks. What is the first one?
The biggest risk is if it goes over, you would have to pay premiums. So make sure what your premiums are going in. Be sure that we tell you, which we do, and we put it in writing. And then the other risk is, remember, it is not liquid till it matures. In other words, until that person passes away, it is not liquid.
Okay. You do have to be accredited in order to do a life settlement.
You must be accredited. That's the state and federal law. So you must be worth $1 million without your house, or you must make $200,000 a year. If you make $200,000 a year, that qualifies you. If you're worth $1 million without your house, that qualifies you. So either one, you must be qualified. And I always have to ask you.
Okay. And for annuities,
I always say, are you qualified?
And sometimes people think they're not, but they go home, add up their assets, and turns out they are. So it is worth it. It is worth pulling records, running some numbers, tracking down old 401ks if you have them, or anything like that. So annuities, any kind of risks or anything?
It's not as strict as it is on life settlements. You must have money at home to pay your bills. You must have a cushion there before you do an annuity. But if all that works out, then you can do an annuity. The minimum on either investment is $100,000.
Okay. Now the million-dollar question, and I'll end with this. With people thinking about what might be coming up ahead, how long does it take to get something set up for either one, annuities or life settlements?
Okay, it's going to be, annuity is about a week and a half. We can do a week on a life settlement if you write a check.
Okay.
Payable to Nevada Trust. If it's a 401k coming over or an IRA, it takes a little bit longer. It takes about 12 days if we're transferring an IRA.
Okay. So if people are looking at, the first part of November, saying, hey, we really want to do something to get a little bit more maybe conservative, secure, something like that, there is plenty of time, but they do need to get started.
That's right. And remember, this bonus is 13%. We haven't talked about it hardly today. It's still 13%, but it is fixing to go down. But I don't know how much yet.
Okay.
So I think it's good for another week or maybe two.
All right. So it is still in play. Just, don't take too much time.
Don't take a lot of time.
Cool. All right. So for all this to happen, people do need to call, come see you, talk to you. And in order to do that, obviously, I would assume it's business as usual this coming week. Yes?
That's right. We'll be working every day.
Cool. All right. So people to do that, they do need to call. One last time, Faye, what's your phone number?
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. A lot of good things on the website.